Topic 51. Energy in the Universe. 1. Students would also do well to remember that the 12 constellations which constitute our particular zodiac are themselves the recipients of many streams of energy coming to them from many sources. These blend and fuse with the energy of any particular constellation, and, transmuted and occultly refined, eventually find their way into our solar system. The following is a list, incomplete but adequate for our purposes, of the major influences which find their way from far distant sources into our planetary life and produce definite effects upon individual man and humanity as a whole. Roman numeral 1. 1. The constellation of the Great Bear. 2. The Seven Sisters of the Pleiades. 3. Sirius, the Dog Star. Roman numeral 2. 1. The seven solar systems, of which ours is one. 2. The seven sacred planets, of which ours is not one. 3. The five non-sacred planets, or hidden planets. Roman numeral 3. 1. The seven planetary centers. 2. The seven centers of force in the human etheric body. Roman numeral 4. The 12 zodiac constellations. We thus have a ninefold energy impact. This is a major chart, but it should be remembered that there are other impacts of relative insignificance. To these would be added other streams of energy, which definitely play upon and affect our planetary life, such as those coming from that great star Betelgeuse, or from Antares and other stupendous suns and solar systems which are related to the constellations of the zodiac and whose force reaches us through these constellations and not directly. Besides these, it should be remembered that technically we should also add the radiatory influence which comes direct to us from the planet, the Earth, upon which we live. Then, and only then, can you have a fairly complete analysis and picture of the energies to which the etheric body of man, conditioning the physical body, which is preeminently automatic and negative in its reactions, must and does ever respond. An understanding of that response and the conscious, intelligent control of individual reactions are supremely necessary to man, but only become possible at a fairly advanced stage of development and as he nears the path technically understood. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 13 through 15. 2. The zodiac, the systemic, and the planetary energies act either as hindering or as stimulating forces according to the type of vehicle or body upon which they play, the nature of these vehicles and their capacity to attract, to respond, to reject, to absorb, and to transmute is entirely dependent upon the point in evolution attained, and also upon the general planetary condition and psychology to be found in the human family at any given time. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 19. 3. All the energies, the zodiac, systemic, and planetary, have a definite effect upon all the lives, in all forms, in all kingdoms of nature. Nothing can escape these radiatory and magnetic influences. The goal of evolution for humanity is to become consciously and livingly aware of the nature of these energies and begin to know them and to use them. This is the field of occultism. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 22 through 23. 4. I am not writing a treatise upon astrology, but one upon the seven rays and their equivalent and corresponding energies, upon the effects of ray energy and the interplay of these energies with and their effect upon the various planetary forces, particularly those of the Earth. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 27. 5. We have perhaps emphasized, almost to the point of bewilderment, the vast aggregation of impelling energies which play throughout our cosmos. Individual man may well be stunned by a sense of his helplessness and his unique futility, but this is only due to the relatively undeveloped state of his receiving apparatus. When thus bewildered, let him remember that potentially he possesses the creative ability to build and gradually to develop a better mechanism of reception, which will enable him finally to be responsive to all impacts and to every type of divine energy. This capacity is indestructible and is itself a divine focus of energy, which must and will, without fail, carry forward the good undertaken under the inspiration of the great architect of the universe. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 403 through 404. 6. Keep in mind some words out of the ancient archives, which are as follows. Energy is all there is, O Chila, in the light, but is not known. It is the cause of knowledge and its application, and its comprehension lead to expanded knowledge. Through energy the worlds were made, and through that energy they make progression. Through energy the forms unfold and die. Through energy the kingdoms manifest and disappear below the threshold of the world, which ever is, and which will be forever. Through energy the cross is mounted, and from the vortex of the four uniting forces, the initiate passes through the door and is propelled into the light, a light which grows from cycle unto cycle and is known as supernal energy itself. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 556. 7. The keynotes upon which the occult philosophy is built are: 1. There is naught in manifestation except organized energy. 2. Energy follows or conforms itself to thought. 3. The occultist works in energy and with energies. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 674. 8. The physical plane areas of localities which constitute the present modern exits of energies through which directed energies can pass to carry out the creative process are 5 in number: New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo. These 5 form a 5-pointed star of interlocking energies, symbolic of the major divisions of our modern civilization. At each one of these 5 centers, one of the masters will be found present, with his ashram, and a vortex of spiritual forces will there be organized to hasten and materialize the plans of the Christ for the new and coming world cycle. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 675.